indicate the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
These are songs from Hotel California, certainly probably my favorite Eagles album, an album of all time, The Last Resort. They will be playing all eight songs, which isn't that many, from this album in Las Vegas in September.
Don Henley sings five of them.
He'll struggle. Will he?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
He will.
Do not ever say that.
It's fine. I love the man.
Mark Standiford joins us, the head baseball coach at Tabor University. Mark, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. I wanted to ask you, before we get into the crux of the interview, your opinion on the beanball yesterday. I think you're probably more old school than you are new school, but I don't know that for sure. So how did you feel about the hitting of Tim Anderson yesterday?
You know, I'm not as old school as you think. I think that you need to be able to pitch in. You need to be able to move guys off the dish. But I'm not a big fan of guys getting hit on purpose. Just where I'm at.
I would have walked him with a base open, even in the fourth inning. What about you?
Yeah. I walk him too if you have to. I mean, yeah.
Really?
You don't want to let one guy beat you.
Do you want your pitcher to be in a scoreless game, your ace, and you're telling him to walk somebody? I mean, you know more about baseball.
Oh, well.
No, you don't. But
wait a minute.
But you'd walk a guy there?
You know, again, situation dictates. You're going to have a conversation with everybody involved, so you're going to make that decision. And, you know, if that's the best one at the time, yeah. And I wouldn't say, I mean, the walk is obviously out there. And I hate to let one guy beat me. That's what I don't want to have happen.
Mark Standiford, our guest, still the all-time single-season and career home run leader at Wichita State all these years later. Would you have ever thought that would be the case, Mark, when you set those records back in the 80s?
No, not at the time, to be honest with you. There's been so many great players go through Wichita State that, you know, I've been very fortunate. And like I said, it's a record that I'm very proud of. But, you know, one day, although it's very difficult now with the way the bats are, it's going to be tough for that to happen. The change of the ball has made it a little bit easier now to hit some home runs. But no, I didn't think it would last that long. There's a lot of guys that played right after me that had a chance to take that record away from me. But it's nice to have it. But it's just a record. The memories I have of my teammates and playing with them are obviously more important than any record. But it is something that I am proud of, I guess.
So let's talk about the player that Tabor sent to the big leagues this week, Jacob Webb, a right-handed pitcher. What did you see in him early, even while you were recruiting him? Not that, you know, this guy's going to be a big leaguer, but what did you identify as some of his positive traits where he could have maybe a future in the game?
Well, I'll tell you, it's quite a story, to be honest with you. We kind of got fortunate to get him, obviously. And what happened was Pat Hahn was my pitching coach at that time. And both of him and I traveled to San Diego for the coaches convention. And we met up with a guy out there that had an indoor facility, much like the one I have in Wichita. And we started talking and kind of a little bit of a relationship. And he called us later on in that spring and said, "Hey, I got a guy that needs a place to play." And at that time, we obviously don't have much money to fly out there. So he flew himself out to Kansas here and tried out for us, and at that point, you know, he was a freshman, and he was hitting 86 on the gun, and we thought, well, heck yeah, we'll take a guy at those 86 at this point, especially a freshman. So we kind of got lucky, and he came in, and then he started, he struggled a little bit, you know, as all freshmen do, their time management skills, they kind of forget when class is sometimes, and we had to stay on him there, and he got past that and made some great strides in the next 2 years to where he was just a dominant guy for us, and he kept doing that, obviously, in pro ball, too.
Mark Standiford, I guess, he's the baseball coach at Tabor right now. Am I right? You're 34-19. Is that correct?
We are 30-15, actually.
Okay. Well, I must be looking at – I'm looking at last season, for crying
that
out loud.
Could be. Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Come on.
But you've had a great program there at Tabor, and you – I don't want to fill your head, but you're kind of the one who built that program. How gratifying has it been to go to an NAIA school like Tabor, and have the success you've had?
Well, it means a lot, and it's just not me, though, and I say this. I owe a lot to the great players we've had, the great coaches we've had. I get great support here from the athletic director and the president. They give us the tools we need to win. But, no, I get great satisfaction, there's no doubt. You know, it wasn't very easy, and I can relate a little bit, and I learned a lot, obviously, at Wichita State from Gene just because of how he had to go about building a program, and I was able to instill some of those things that he preached there, and I preached the same thing, and, you know, changing the mindset and changing the culture is not easy to bring that winning attitude, but once you do get it, you know, it makes it a lot easier, but you know, like I said, I've been very fortunate to have some great players, and I would be the first to give them most of the credit.
What does it mean to you to have sent six guys, I think it's six, to pro baseball? You've gotten your first big leaguer now. I know it's not completely rare for NAIA guys to get drafted. There's 40 rounds, and there are certainly hidden gems at that level. But to have the track record now that you kind of consistently are doing that, what does that mean to you and the program, and especially the kids there?
Well, it means a lot to the program because – again, it's something we can tell a possible recruit coming in that, hey, we do have guys that can make that next step and get to that next level. And especially with a guy making it to the big leagues. I mean, for that, if you would have told me that 10 years ago, I said, you're crazy because it was going to be that difficult to get that type of player. But it's huge for us. Like I said, it helps us in recruiting. It helps us. It opens doors that we maybe wouldn't have with certain players. And it obviously puts our program on the map. Plus, it helps the KCAC. I mean, that's big for our conference. And when I first came here 11 years ago to where the conference is at now, the level of baseball has grown tremendously. I mean, there's some great players on all the teams now, and we all compete nationally. And that was the goal for, obviously, me here at Tabor to compete nationally, but now our conference does.
Mark Standiford, our guest, head baseball coach at Tabor. Tabor hosting Friends University this weekend. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we got a big series of Friends. It's our big rival game, and those are always some very, very good games.
Now, I'm partial to Tabor for a couple of reasons. One, I've known Mark forever, covered him in high school. And two, I always believe, and it's my firm belief, that Tabor held a free clinic for us back in 2013. Maybe it was 14. It was 13. Shortly after we had the concept for League 42, and we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know if it was going to fly. We just threw out there that we're gonna have this clinic for kids, and Tabor's going to run it, and all your players showed up, and we had almost 100 kids at that clinic, and I really believe that's the first time that a lot of us involved with League 42 thought it was going to work out. So I'm forever grateful for that, and you've continued to do a clinic every fall ever since. I hope you get as much out of that as you've given.
Oh, you have no idea what that does for our program and does for our kids. It helps us more, to be honest with you, because it helps our guys appreciate where we're at, what they've done, and what they've been able to do. And to be able to give back to the game is something that every player needs to be able to do and should do, because they didn't get where they were at without help from somebody else, and we all should come to realize that. But no, I see it with my players all the time, and when we get done with that clinic, they have different attitudes, and it's great for all of us. And that is a huge deal too, what you've done too for Wichita. That's something that we needed, and it's just something that's outstanding. But we do appreciate just being able to be part of it. Clinic was something else. It was we had 100 and some kids, and you know, we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants, too, trying to figure it out how we were going to get everybody doing stuff. And we got through it, though. It was a long day, but very satisfying.
And finally, Mark, before we let you go, you were a three-sport athlete at North High School, all top 11 player in football, a guard in basketball, and certainly one of the finest baseball players to ever come out of the City League. Would you be a three-sport athlete today?
Oh, there's no doubt I would. I would. You know, if I would have had my choice, which, you know, you obviously have seen me, I would have played football. I loved that sport more than anything. I looked forward to that more than anything else. I love baseball too, obviously, but I think kids need to. I mean, it's a little bit tougher in that there's more kids now, and it's very, very good athletes. I mean, the athletes of today are not the same as they were 25, 30 years ago. So that's one thing that makes it a little more difficult. But the playing time at the high schools is much more difficult. So the skill level is obviously a lot better. But if you're asking me what I would do, yes, I would definitely be a three-sport athlete because I just enjoyed all three of them.
And do you feel a kinship? I love North High. I have ever since I started at the Wichita Eagle. I was always asked, do you have a favorite high school? And, of course, I declined to answer that because I didn't want people to know. But I always loved North High. I've lived in that school district for most of my adult life. Do you feel a kinship to fellow North High grad Jeff Lutz at all?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Of course I do. Yeah, all fellow Redskins, once a Redskin, always a Redskin, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. And my former coach, Mark Staniford, for the Sluggers,
that's
briefly.
Right. Did some instruction with you for a little bit, too. Well.
And I'm sorry that I brought that club down that one fall. not my best days as a player, but we did our best.
That's right. You know, that's all I can ask of any of my players right now. So,
Mark, great to catch up. We applaud your work at Tabor, and I know that your contributions to baseball will not end. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thanks for giving me the time.
All right, there's Mark Staniford, the baseball coach at Tabor, simply one of the best guys I know, and I think probably you know.
We
enjoy. What did you do? I don't remember you playing on Sluggers.
Yeah, for like a fall, and it just wasn't
this
going.
This didn't happen?
No, nothing was going on with me at
what
that
fall
time.
Was this?
I thought it was either before or after my senior year, but I don't know.
What happened?
I just didn't play well. Just wasn't very good at that time.
What happened to your game?
Just lost interest.
Because you'd played so much?
Not necessarily. I just felt like I was done.
Well, that's a shame. If you could go back and fix your mindset, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd play beyond high school. I just don't think it was ever going to work out. It just wasn't.
I thought you had potential to be a college player.
Maybe.
What happened?
Just wasn't.
Answer the question.
I don't know what happened. Delve
deep into your persona.
A lot of people, they just are done, and I was done. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. When your parents pick up the college tab, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that was part of the perk.
I'm done. My parents will get the bill. I'm not going to try for a scholarship. Great.
A scholarship.
That's a great attitude.
And I got to go live in Liberal or something. I mean, no.
Now, I'm not opening up my wallet every hour.
Where's Neosho?
If you're in Liberal. Neosho's in Chanute.
Didn't want to live there.
Go ahead and go to Chanute. You'd have grown up in Chanute.
I kind of like Chanute as a town.
Right.
It's a decent little town. Don't want to live there.
Is Neosho in? Yeah. Allen's in Iola.
Don't want to live there.
I get confused over there.
Not that I don't think these are all fine towns. I'm just not cut out for them. It's my issue. It's not the issue of the town.
So you're not cut out for Chanute?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
Chanute's a wonderful town.
I bet it is. I know it is. We go through there on our way to whatever direction that is.
We don't ever go through Chanute.
What direction is it?
You are literally lucky
it's
to
not,
have
it's not west?
A diploma. No.
Where is it? South?
Southeast Kansas.
Yeah, I love Chanute.
You've never been to Chanute. I will guarantee.
On my way to Arkansas?
On our way to Arkansas?
My way to Arkansas. I've been.
No, we go down through Oklahoma.
I've been to Arkansas twice. You sure I've never been to Chanute?
I'm absolutely positive you've never been
on
to Chanute.
On my way to see Jason Eady in Arkansas, I didn't
no,
go through Chanute.
No, you didn't go through Chanute.
All right.
Not unless you jumped on highway. I think it's Highway 36 that goes into, and I could be wrong. Dan, you're on the show.
Yeah, I graduated Carroll High School in 1974 playing baseball, and I'm proud to have gone to Seward County in Liberal and be a Saint.
All right. I did not understand a word, Dan.
You know what?
What did Dan say?
Dan was Weston Sharts.
That was Weston Sharp.
100%.
And he got to the such a hoarse voice that no one could understand.
Correct. Him. But I could tell. And Weston went to Seward, correct?
Hank, yes, he did. Hang on the line. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for Jive Talk. David, stay with us. This is another one from the Hotel California album. I think you've heard this one. Hotel California, back in a minute.